Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast presented to you by Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist who's been covering M&A for a decade. In this episode, we're talking about ice cream M&A. Unilever, the British consumer goods company, has said it's going to separate its ice cream business. This was something flagged by Merger Market last year. To find out more about it, I'm joined by William Kane, who is head of analytics for EMEA, and by Christelle Tunnel, who is a senior reporter for Merger Market. Hi, Will. Hi, Christelle. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Hi, Juliana.
Hi, how are you?
So, can we start off by looking at why Unilever is divesting its ice cream business, please?
Well, I think what you can really take this back to is as far back as 2017, really, when Unilever received an unsolicited offer from Kraft Heinz for a takeover of the whole business. And that really kind of set in motion some steps which has led Unilever to where it is today. Since then, it's been pursuing some fairly major asset disposals. It's sold its tea business, it's sold its spreads business, major carve outs out of an already huge consumer goods group. And this latest development, I think, is just another step along the path from that situation where essentially Unilever's valuation had fallen to such low levels. It really needed to take some action to address that, to deliver some value to its shareholders and to improve its performance. And this really is the latest step along that path for Unilever. And what they're really trying to do is improve the business, increase its growth profile and boost margins. And all of those are opportunities which it will be better able to pursue after a sale of this unit, in addition to the possibility and likelihood that it will generate a substantial amount of cash to potentially return to shareholders in the event of a sale or via the value that it will bring to them from a spin-off.
And so it was just too much of a large, unwieldy conglomerate. They've just had to streamline and divesting some of their businesses.
I think so. That's really the rationale, I think, behind this decision. It's a very large business, 100 billion market cap. It's really potentially four or five FTSE 100 businesses all rolled into one.
And Christelle, you were able to identify this potential sale or spin-off quite far in advance. How did you manage to identify it?
Well, we were picking up all sorts of rumours about Unilever's ice cream business for a while. I'd previously written a piece, I think back in 2022, about because everyone seems to think, a lot of M&A advisors seem to think that eventually Unilever will go towards being a pure play sort of consumer health and hygiene business, whereas at the moment it's got both ice cream and other types of food assets. And people seem to think that eventually Unilever will get rid of all the food and become a consumer health and hygiene company. So I'd already sort of written about that and I was a bit obsessed with Unilever already. And then we were starting to hear all these rumors about, oh, the ice cream business might actually be divested. We just kept asking around and eventually wrote sort of an analysis on what are the options here, what could happen. And that was, we published that last summer.
And what was it that you predicted, just the sale of the ice cream business?
It was more an analysis on sort of what the valuation would be, who would actually be able to buy it, because it's such a large asset. I think at the time we estimated the valuation to about 20 billion. And now we maybe have downgraded that a bit, Will, I think, to maybe sort of around 15 billion or so. But it's such a big asset. Who could actually buy this? Private equity firms with, you know, the difficulty in getting financing at the moment. They would have to create a consortium of private equity firms to be able to buy it. There's very few potential sort of industrial buyers or like other food companies that could buy it. There could be competition issues. So there's sort of analysis on how, what the options were for the business.
In terms of the valuation, there are not very many transactions in the ice cream arena because it is it's a big industry, but it's dominated by a few players and there's not a tremendous number of transactions. So in terms of there's a wide range of potential valuations for this asset, despite its size, with 19 billion probably being the top end valuation and 15 billion looking like a more realistic expectation in terms of the multiples of frozen food peers and transactions which have been executed in the last few years in the sector.
And Christelle, you mentioned a bit of it then, but who could be the potential acquirers? Private equity, you say the financing will be the challenge for them with such a big asset. Other consumer goods groups may run into competition issues. Is there potential for a listing? Could you run through those options?
Yeah. Well, Unilever has now announced that a spin-off, sort of to spin it off as a separate listed company, is the maybe main option, but they will look at other options as well. Private equity obviously wouldn't have any competition issues if they bought it, unless, you know, they owned some ice cream assets already. So I guess that's why people immediately pointed to private equity. There are some strategic buyers that could potentially buy it. For example, there's the company Ferrero in Italy that make Ferrero Rocher's chocolate. They have started to go into ice cream. I think it was in 2021 they launched their ice cream, and they could want to acquire more. But the Unilever one would be a massive acquisition for them. There's also, for example, Mars in the US. They have some ice cream assets. And I think those would be the main ones. There's also General Mills that owns Häagen-Dazs, for example. So there's a few industrial players, but I'm not sure really how likely this would be a major acquisition for them.
I think the other one, which is really interesting, which you've flagged in the past, Christelle, as well, is 3G. And when we think about when we talked about that earlier in the podcast around that bid from Heinz, tabled that unsolicited takeover bid for Unilever that was rejected and set it in progress this whole process of divestments. 3G is one of the main backers of Heinz, along with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. And so they could also be a potentially credible bidder on the strategic side.
And can you give us an idea of what kind of timeframe Unilever is looking at to offload its ice cream business?
So the timeframe they've given is that they want the separation completed by the end of 2025. So it's quite a long timeline. It is the largest deal that's been announced in Europe this year because obviously of that big deal size, 15 billion potential valuation. But it is quite a long way in the future, certainly when the spin-off is likely to be able to be implemented. That said, obviously, we are also talking about the potential for bids from private equity funds and strategic investors, and that may have the potential to speed up the timeline a little.
And just for the audience, could you please just run through the key brands that Unilever's ice cream business owns?
The main ones that people would know are Ben & Jerry's and Magnum. Those are the big two.
Great. And sticking with the ice cream, can we have a look at what other ice cream M&A could be on the agenda this year or next year, please?
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually, because the only other large ice cream business in Europe, aside from Unilever's ice cream, is Froneri, a company which is a joint venture between Nestle and PAI Partners, a private equity firm. And funnily enough, that's just started to move as well. So PAI has been invested into Froneri since 2013, so for a really long time now. And we've been wondering if they were going to exit soon. And now, finally, this is actually starting to move. We've also written a piece on this saying that an IPO might be the most likely option for Froneri. seeing as it's already owned partly by a strategic, so Nestlé, which doesn't want to exit, it could be difficult for another strategic buyer to come in to that company. And suddenly it's just happened that the two big ice cream businesses in Europe are both sort of coming out at the same time.
Great. I feel like we're missing a lot of puns here, but Christelle and Will, thanks very much. That was William Kane, Head of Analytics for EMEA, and Christelle Tunnell, who is a senior reporter. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. And if you want to find out more about what we've been discussing, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.